right. Joining me via telephone this morning, we've got Rabia from the Roshni Center, and there is going to be a special screening of a film called Girl Rising. And so, Rabia, explain what the Roshni Center is. You've been on my show many times, but why don't you explain to folks what the Roshni Center is?
Okay, the Roshni Center for Women is located in rural Pakistan. It's a women and children's health help organization, so we are involved with skills training, we're involved with health and nutrition, we're involved with education, we're involved with buying things that people have made in Pakistan and selling them here to help fund the projects over there. Yeah, so that's the Roshni Center in a nutshell.
Okay, excellent. And this screening is a film called Girl Rising.
Yeah, so Girl Rising is a film about nine extraordinary girls from nine developing countries, nine acclaimed writers who are telling their story, and then nine narrators that are actresses here in this country for the most part. And so each of these girls is struggling to achieve, you know, against impossible odds, success for themselves, education for themselves, some sort of training for themselves to, you know, pull themselves up from basically the mire that they were born into. So we have a girl from Cambodia, from India, from Nepal, from Egypt, Peru, Ethiopia, Afghanistan, Haiti, Sierra Leone. And, you know, all of these girls are coming from just a really hard situation in life, and yet all of them have a story to tell, and it's just, it's really an inspiring film. It's a documentary, but it's not the kind of film that you go away thinking, oh God, you know, they have it so bad, and I have it so good, and God, I feel so depressed and guilty. And no, it's a film that's about hope, it's about inspiration, it's about what change, you know, can do. Change minds, change lives, change policies. There has been significant proof that educating girls, you know, anywhere, but especially in the developing world, will reduce poverty, will reduce child mortality, will reduce population growth, will reduce HIV infection rates, will change the conditions that lead to terrorism, will reduce corruption. So it's like, so why not, you know?
Who produced this this film?
Yeah,
threw you on the spot there, didn't I?
Yes, you did. No, I'm looking to see if I have it in my notes.
I'm on the website right now taking a look at it, and it's got a beautiful,
so
see the poster.
So you can answer the question, right?
Oh, I can't really say. It says, it looks like, let's see if I can, it's T-O-X, or maybe it's
no,
10
it's
times
10.
10. 10 by 10.
10 by 10.
Okay, 10 by 10 presents Girl Rising. So anyway, I'm on the website. This is, by the way, let me tell folks when this screening is so they can make note of it. It is going to be at the Minor Theater. Okay, it's going to be coming up on Wednesday, the 1st, 7 p.m. And the only place you can get tickets is online. And jot this down. I wasn't sure if this website worked, but it does. I just typed it into my computer, and this is a correct address. So jot it down. It is GATR. That's GATR.US/screening/3499. And you go to this website, and you can find out a little bit more about the film. And there's a little countdown. There's a second-by-second countdown as to when this is going to be. It says 4 days, 14 hours, 40 minutes, and 15 seconds from when I just said that. So, and it shows you how many tickets are left. It's interesting. There's 150 tickets left, 125 seats. So
there are 150 tickets sold.
Oh,
and 125
sold.
Left.
Got it. Okay, now I understand. So there's 125 left. So it's more than half sold already. If you want to be part of this, go online. This is the only place you actually can get the tickets. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me give you the website again. GATR.US/screening/3499.
And then I wanted to say we have someone local that's in Humboldt County right now, as opposed to myself. Her name is Andy, A-N-D-Y, and her telephone number is 826-2935. She has a lot more information about it. She's our team captain, and she can help people out. You know, some people have trouble getting online or printing tickets or whatever the problem happens to be. She is very knowledgeable about that. And the Roshni Center is also, during the evening event, going to be having a drawing for a beautiful 2x3-foot wall hanging made in Kashmir with a village scene of women. It was in the newspaper yesterday in the Times Standard, the picture of the wall hanging. And you can buy tickets now through Andy. The tickets are $3 a piece or 4 for $10. It's just a beautiful memento of women's life in Kashmir. So contacting Andy is a great thing to do right now because, like I said, she's knowledgeable and she can help you out if you want to get raffle tickets for the drawing. She can tell you a lot more about the organization, the people that are going to be in it. Yeah.
Excellent. So, and you can, if you go to the website, not only can you get tickets for it, but you can also watch a trailer for it. It's about 2.5 minutes long and kind of give you an idea of what this is all about. $10 is the cost to get into this. And
you know, Cliff, when we found out that we were going to promote it, we had to sell or reserve at least 80 tickets. And so we had this mad rush and, you know, kind of plastered it through town and sent out emails and everything. And I thought, gee, you know, are we going to be able to come up with 80? You know, now it's 150 that have already gotten their tickets. So
right.
That's really
and you've got,
exciting. But it's the kind of film where I feel like if anyone misses that, really a bummer. You know, I really think people will be very disappointed if they didn't get to see it, you know, if they hear about it later. So
well, it's actually you're doing very well. I mean, we're more than 4 days out, and it's 4.5 days out, and it's already more than half sold out. So that is pretty good. That is good. You've done a good job getting the word out on that.
Well, thank you. You know, there's did you ever read The Alchemist?
No, I have not.
Oh, anyway, it's by a Brazilian writer, and in the book, which is sometimes been compared to The Little Prince, there's this quote that when you're doing the right thing, the universe conspires to help you. And with this particular film, I know it's the right thing. It's something that's going to change lives. And when the, you know, $10 for the ticket, a portion of that goes into girls' education in the third world.
That's so wonderful.
Yeah, it's a great thing. And, you know, we're just, other than our raffle, the Roshni Center isn't getting any money from this, but it's a perfect fit for us because we're so, you know, concerned about women and girls around the world. So.
Well, you should be. There's been some pretty horrific stuff lately.
Yes. Yes, there absolutely has. And if we can change that, you know, in a little way, in a big way, that's what we should do.
Alrighty, again, it's Girl Rising. It's going to be on Wednesday, 7 o'clock at the Minor Theater in Arcata. There are only 125 tickets left. They are $10, and you can only get them online at this website. And that is, again, I'll give it to you slowly, G-A-T-R. That's G-A-T-R.us.
G-A-T-H.
Oh, my God, you're right. I left the H.
It looks like gather without the E.
That's right. Don't pay attention to what I said. It's GATHR.us/screening/3499.
And once again, Andy,
826-2935. 2935. Okay, that's Andy.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Well, Rabia, always a pleasure to talk to you. This is
I can't even give you something from Pakistan because I'm down here in Monterey.
Well, that's okay. That is fine. It is not necessary. It is just a pleasure to talk to you, and we wish you the best of luck with this. And folks, there's not a lot of tickets left, so if you want to see this amazing film, go online and get your tickets.
And it is also on Facebook, so if people have Facebook, they can go to Girl Rising Event May 1st, or they can go to the Roshni Center for Women's Facebook page, and remember, it's Center with C-E-N-T-R-E, and get more information.
Very good. Rabia, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cliff.